baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
FM.
Tainted love. Touch me, baby, taint your love. Touch me, baby, taint your love.
Where did our love go? Oh, don't you
103.1 FM.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep. Even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 72 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, a sprinkle or two with a high near 70. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Yeah.
This is 103.1 FM. This is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
FM.
Freeze Firewood is still available to launch your boat for this summer. And they're fully stocked with camp firewood, or maybe you need a shed to house that wood and your tools. They'll customize it for whatever you need. Call 715-567-0616 and see them on Facebook for all the summer updates. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. It appears to be the latest legal strategy to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 72 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, a sprinkle or two with a high near 70. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Broken-hearted, a silent prayer for 50-fighted. It's mine.
Point one FM sounds like this.
City breaking and everybody shaking and we're staying alive.